Introduction. This is the 45th annual Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja book. Instituted by Srila Prabhupada, it was meant to be part of the annual Vyasa Puja celebration, a way for his disciples to formally express their devotion and prayers to him by writing a heartfelt offering and having it printed in a book that was offered to him on that blessed day. As the movement grew, it quickly became impossible for every disciple to have an offering in the book, and so only leading disciples had their offerings published. Then, as the years passed after Srila Prabhupada's departure in 1977, gradually more and more offerings were being written by Srila Prabhupada's grand disciples. Today, the large majority are. The question has been raised, do we really need the Vyasa Puja book anymore, since most of the writers have their own spiritual masters with their own Vyasa Puja celebrations, and most of Srila Prabhupada's direct disciples aren't able to write an offering for it? Well, with the establishment in 2010 of the Srila Prabhupada Tributes book, which accepts offerings from any devotee directly initiated by Srila Prabhupada, the latter issue has been resolved. But the former objection may still raise some doubt about the long-term viability or necessity of the traditional Vyasa Puja book. This year, the Governing Body Commission produced a statement articulating the unique position of Srila Prabhupada as the founder acharya of ISKCON and the relationship every member of the society has with him, an excerpt. Srila Prabhupada, as the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is the preeminent guru for all members of ISKCON. All members of ISKCON for all generations are encouraged to seek shelter of Srila Prabhupada. All members of ISKCON are entitled and encouraged to have a personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada through his books, his teachings, his service, and his ISKCON society. All along, the substance of the above statement has been the impetus for second-generation disciples to write offerings for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja book. But now that the GBC has produced this formal statement, one that every ISKCON member is meant to read, we pray that the Vyasa Puja book can continue perpetually, with offerings by Srila Prabhupada's grand disciples, great-grand disciples, and great-great-grand disciples, long after the last direct Srila Prabhupada disciple has been departed. As always, in the treasure chest of Guru Bhakti, known as Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja book, there are always a few gems that shine a little more brilliantly. This year I was especially enchanted by His Holiness Varshana Swami's offering. Here is an excerpt. Being a plowboy from a farming background, I was drawn to your deep grasp of the sacramental nature of agriculture. In this context, cultivating the field means preparing the heart. Planting the seed means impregnating the fertile heart with the bhakti lata bij. Humility means humus, the fertile soil in which the seed can take root. The necessary rains are the spiritual sacrifices we perform, and the wind whispering through the growing vine is the breath of life, the holy name. The harvest festival is the coming together to share the fruits of the spirit in Nam Sankirtan. I found it intriguing that such a grasp of the sacramental dynamics of agriculture could be found in a sadhu from Calcutta. Here's another gem, how Gunagrahi Maharaj first got inspired to bow down in the temple. Before I met you, my heart had been broken by the only world I ever knew and could ever find, a world of false conceptions, illusory pursuits, and shattered dreams. The first time I came to the temple, saw your picture on the Vyasasana, and watched the devotees bow down to you, I said to them, when I feel something, I'll bow down, but for now I prefer to keep standing. Soon after, though, your tidal wave of mercy hit me and literally knocked me off my feet. I found myself diving and surfacing in that wave with a relish I never felt before. The association, the prasadam, the chanting, your words, the sound of your voice, devotional service. If I could have burrowed a hole in the floor to bow lower, I would have done so. And finally, here's an excerpt from an offering from Back to Godhead magazine /Krishna.com, written by Vegavati Devi Dasi. It perfectly encapsulates the mood of the younger generation of devotees, excited to be in the fire, spreading Krishna consciousness far and wide, but always recognizing Srila Prabhupada as the source of their knowledge, inspiration, and blessings. Over the course of these 11 years since Krishna.com was started, there have been 7 million visitors to the website All About Krishna. We pray that there will be more and more, that we and they will be ever more absorbed in the glories of Krishna and his transcendental activities, devotees, teachings, and pastime places. We pray for your blessings in this endeavor, for only by your continued blessings can we hope to persevere and succeed. Dravida Das, Vyas Puja Book Editor.
So now we invite His Holiness Ramaprabhu Swami Maharaj to read his Vyas Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada.
Jnana Timirandasya Nananjana Salakaya Chakshur and Miditam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatya De Satarine Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pungam Lagayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. My dear and most respected spiritual master and eternal father, please accept my most humble and respectful obeisances in the dust of your most merciful lotus feet. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. The very life of your faithful followers and disciples is carrying within the core of their heart the instructions emanating from the lotus mouth of your divine grace. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Arana Karihe Mani Ash. I have always consciously tried to apply your teachings found in the purport to Bhagavad Gita 2.41. To be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Many times you have referred to this singular principle as, quote, the key to success in spiritual life. I have absolute faith in this statement. By it, you have placed the key to the spiritual world in our hand. Absolute submission unto the spiritual master's instructions and his mission offers one absolute freedom. One of your many instructions has served as a particular inspiration for me this year. On October 17th, 1967, you wrote to Pradyumna Das, Brahma Samhita is the gist of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita, as well as the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Lord, and everything about him is nicely described there. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita, everything about Krishna is perfectly described. In the very beginning of the book, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Lord, existing eternally in his transcendental form and as the cause of all causes. One who reads Brahma Samhita very carefully and scrutinizingly can understand everything of Krishna without any fault. I recommend, therefore, that all my students read Brahma Samhita very carefully, especially because it was translated personally by my spiritual master, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. There are many amazing spiritual insights to be found in this awesome literature. While the language of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is often intimidating and seemingly forbidding, his penetrating eloquence has always left me feeling absolute awe toward him while simultaneously experiencing being directly uplifted, silently and gently, to the transcendental platform by him, your most beloved and compassionate Guru Maharaj. One brilliant insight presented in text 5 of Sri Brahma Samhita, wherein the position of Sweta Dweep situated within the realm of Goloka or Gokula is described. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's inimitable language describes that while Radha and Krishna and the gopis reside within the hexagonal whirl of the lotus of Goloka and within its petals, beyond this region, within the perimeter area known as Sweta Dweep, Lord Chaitanya resides. One might think that the perimeter of the whirl is lesser. The opposite is true. Not only is Sweta Dweep non-different from the whirl, but, quote, it makes it complete and is no less than, unquote, the central whirl or the flower's corolla. How so? The answer is given that Lord Chaitanya fulfills an aspect of Krishna that Radha Krishna within the whirl cannot. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but he fulfills the desire of Krishna to experience the love and happiness of Radha by himself tasting that love and happiness. In this way, Sweta Dweep makes Goloka complete. You taught us these same core understandings within your translation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, yet the manner of expression within Sri Brahma Samhita adds a delightful flavor and appreciation to the abode of Sweta Dweep. Lord Chaitanya and his abode make Krishna and Krishna Loka complete. As an unflinchingly dedicated and ardently faithful disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you delivered the sublime message of Lord Chaitanya in an unadulterated form in the Western world at enormous personal sacrifice and risk. You then mercifully brought it back to your place of birth, Punyabhumi, India. You demonstrated tireless commitment to your Guru Maharaj's mission, broad dissemination of the message of Godhead to the world. This is the way of a true follower of Lord Chaitanya. Just as Srila Rupa Goswami was uniquely empowered to fully comprehend and carry forward the message of Lord Chaitanya, in his line, you have accomplished the same unprecedented empowerment. You are unquestionably a true Rupanuga. Srila Rupa Goswami expressed his submission to the Lord of his life as follows. Virachaya mai dandam dina bhando daya va gatir iha na bhavata kachit anya manasti nipatatu shatakori nimala va nivambhas tad api kila pade payoda stuyate chatakena. Translation: O Lord of the poor, do with me what you like. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world I have none to look to except your lordship. The chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. Srila Prabhupada, you are the singular Lord of my life. By following you, may I also become a Rupanuga, a follower of Srila Rupa Goswami, and thus a follower of Lord Chaitanya, whose gift is the path of becoming a lover of Krishna in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. Kindly keep me engaged in your service eternally. This one desire is deeply and indelibly embedded within my heart. Kindly accept my prostrated obeisances again and again, aspiring for your eternal service. Your humble servant, Prabhupada Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So I have a small housekeeping request. More devotees are going to join us, and it can get crowded. But if we can leave a little aisle at the back, so devotees or visitors can come, pay their respects to the deity. So if you can make sure that a little aisle is open there. I'd like to invite Narottam Prabhu to read his offering. Uh, his He's on a road trip, so I want to honor that he said he wants to leave. Sorry. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Dear Srila Prabhupada, thank you for introducing us to unlimited possibilities and to new ways of living, to values that challenge our conceptions, to balance and appreciation for the greater scheme of things, to creating structure where we had so little, to new music and sounds and instruments and mantra, to common sense Vedic grandma-isms that shed light on our situation in ways that never cease to amaze, to nonviolent food, prasad, that is prepared with a sense of reverence and love, to sacred literature that you explained is older than time itself, and to your unwavering dedication for your spiritual preceptor. Thank you for giving us a glimpse of how a life of simplicity can be elegant and dignified, for always expecting more from us than was easy for us to give, and for your compassion and understanding if we didn't reach that mark. Thank you for images of the transcendental flute player and his Radha, who have so captured your heart. And thank you for our introduction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a pathbreaker, brought spirituality to the street without consideration of color, caste, or creed. Thank you for showing us that changing the world starts individually, and that to become big really means to become small, that one can have everything by having nothing, if consciousness is tuned in harmony with the divine. Thank you for not retiring, but with great difficulty at such an advanced age, traveling to distant, unfamiliar lands, carrying the essence of Vrindavan and Mayapur and the culture of Krishna Bhakti as a gift for those you didn't even know if they would accept. Thank you for your sense of humor and your ability to make us laugh at ourselves while pointing out deep philosophical truths and our own personal shortcomings. Thank you always for your encouragement by instruction, words, and simple glance. Thank you for your ear-to-ear smile, which lights up the hearts of all who have met you, but especially those who carry you in theirs. Thank you for Jagannath. Thank you for Rathyatra. Thank you for allowing us all, although inexperienced and unqualified, but somehow convinced and purchased by your love, to dance and chant and enter ever so slightly into your Krishna world, knowing that your gentle but firm guidance will gradually lead us into our own truth and hopefully eventual surrender to you, our guide, our teacher, our spiritual father, and our eternal well-wisher. Your insignificant servant, Narottamananda Das. Jai. Hare Krishna.
The Prabhupada ki jai. Next is His Grace Yadavacharya Prabhu. Yeah. You prefer to sit down? You prefer to sit on the chair?
sorry about sitting down, but if I stand up, my legs will shake. I won't be able to talk, so please forgive me for being unable to be strong. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my obeisances at the dust of your lotus feet. Because of your compassion for the fallen souls, you have accepted me as your disciple. When I first moved into the temple, I had no clue what Krishna consciousness was about. I did not read books on yoga or Eastern philosophy. But somehow or other, I fell into your compassionate hands. Since then, you gave me shelter. You did not need me. You had so many disciples who had such nice abilities, capable of doing amazing service. All I knew how to do is to eat prasadam. That I was good at. But being young with lots of energy, I used that energy to offer it as service. I ran from car to car to collect money to help you build temples. I was so excited that I could offer that. I was told that any ability one has, offer that as service. Well, as you know, I did not have much to offer. But despite my meager offering of service, you accepted me as your disciple. Srila Prabhupada, you always showed your compassion to me. When there was talk of initiation, we would say that we would only take initiation if Srila Prabhupada personally gave it to us. Lord and behold, you came to Chicago and gave us initiation personally. I was lamenting that I don't get to be close to you. You gave me that opportunity to ride on a Rath Yatra cart next to you. I wanted to do some service personally. I wanted to do some personal service. You allowed me to be your guard during the festival, like you really needed a guard. You have Krishna, but you allowed me to serve you in that way. In 1979, I was lost. I prayed to you for help. You knew I needed a strong hand to guide me, so you sent Tamal Krishna Goswami to snatch me out of Maya and engage me in your service. And any of you that knows Tamal Krishna Maharaj know how much that is true. But he was very sweet to me, helped me a lot. In the 80s, my health was not good. It was weak. I was weak and alone. I prayed for help again. You came, gave me personal instructions, gave me strength to go on. Srila Prabhupada, whenever I needed you, you were always there for me. So what can I offer you in return? Without you, I would not know Krishna. Without you, I would not have association with the devotees. And this horrifying thought, that without you, I would not have tasted prasadam. Oh, that wonderful prasadam. What I am trying to say is that I really have nothing to offer. No way to pay you back all the kindness you have shown me. Your compassionate... Your compassion towards me seems endless, and it's limitless. All I can do on this auspicious day is put straw in my mouth, fall at your feet, and offer my heart. Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Jai. Next, I'd like to invite His Grace Shankar Pandit Prabhu to express his offerings to Srila Prabhupada. And if the other devotees who are not disciples of Prabhupada would like to read an offering or express something, please come and meet me. I'm standing right behind. I'd like to write down the names instead of every time, is there anyone, it takes time away. If I have a list, it makes things move smoothly. So I'm standing right in the back. If you're interested in expressing something, please come and talk to me. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshu unmilitam dina tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri chaitanya mano vistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam didati swapadantikam mukam karoti vachalam pangun langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauritvise Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. On this particular day of Srila Prabhupada's divine appearance in this world, I always find that it is very, very difficult to glorify Srila Prabhupada. Why is it difficult? Because Srila Prabhupada's qualities, characteristics, behavior, etc., are virtually unlimited. Once someone asked Srila Prabhupada about his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada said, "What can I say? He was a Vaikuntha man." So in this way, it is very, very difficult to adequately glorify such great Mahabhagavat devotees of the Lord. Just as yesterday we were celebrating the wonderful appearance of Sri Krishna in this world, today is also a very special day because it is also known as Nandotsava. This is the day when Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father, presented so many different gifts to the residents of Vrindavan commemorating the appearance of Lord Krishna. So Vrindavan and all of its residents, completely jubilant, completely happy at the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam. Just as Sri Krishna, the father, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is worshipable, so similarly Vrindavan, Krishna's eternal abode, is also equally worshipable. Vrindavanam parityaja padam ekam nagacchati. Vrindavan, being Krishna's abode, is so special that Sri Krishna himself doesn't take one step outside of Vrindavan. He is completely enamored by the love that is exhibited by the residents of Vrindavan. So today is Nandotsav, when the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, welcomed the appearance of Sri Krishna by exchanging gifts, such a jubilant celebration. So Srila Prabhupada, this day, being Nandotsav, is also your divine appearance day. And as Krishna himself proclaims in Bhagavad Gita, Ajo Pisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishiro Pisan Prakadim Swam Adishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, that when he takes his birth in this material creation, it is not a result of karma, but rather Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, he appears by his own sweet will, by his own energy. So that is the speciality of the personality of Godhead. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, you have taught us that when the pure devotees of the Lord appear within the material creation, they are also appearing by divine arrangement. Krishna also alludes to this when he says, Mahatmanas tumam partha daivyam prakitim ashritaha, that the Mahatmas, the great souls, the great pure devotees of the Lord are always guided and protected by the spiritual energy. So, Srila Prabhupada, we should never ever think that your birth in this world was a result of karma. No. The Padma Purana points out, na karma bandhanam janma vaishnavanam chavidyate, that we should not think that the Vaishnavas, the pure Mahabhagavata devotees of the Lord, are appearing within the creation as a result of karma. No, they are directly guided by the Supreme Lord himself. Srila Prabhupada, in your wonderful Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhaktivedanta purports, in relation to the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have pointed out that there are two classifications of living entities. One is called the Nitya Siddha, and the other is the Nitya Bada. The Nitya Siddha living entities are the eternal liberated associates of the Lord who come within the material creation on the recommendation and arrangement of the Lord himself. The Nityabhadas are the eternally conditioned living entities who are completely caught up in Maya's snare. So, Srila Prabhupada, by your qualities, by your behavior, by everything about you, it can very easily be deduced that you are certainly one of the Nitya Siddhas, or one of the eternally liberated associates of the Lord who came in this world to, by example, teach us how to approach Krishna through devotional service. You have many times told us how you were raised in a Krishna-conscious household. You said your father, Sri Gaur Mahande, was a pure devotee of Krishna. You said sometimes he would carry his Shalagram Shila with him around his neck, and wherever he would go, always worshipping the Lord with Ganges water, tulsi, and other decorations. You, Srila Prabhupada, indicated that as a child, you would go to the nearby Radha Govinda temple of the Malik family, and you said the deity called you to him. And you said, even though you are a very young child, you became completely captivated by seeing the beautiful face of Govinda and his slanting eyes, as you said, beautiful slanting eyes. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning of your birth, you were exhibiting Krishna consciousness and a very intense desire to worship the Supreme Lord. You even convinced your father. You said, oh, I want some Radha Krishna deities, just like Radha Govinda, because you exclaimed you would become so astonished at the gorgeous worship of Radha Govinda that you wanted deities of your own so you can do a similar type of worship. And your father, Gaur Mahande, being such a wonderful, pure devotee of Krishna, complied and supplied you small Radha Krishna deities. And you said you worshipped them according to how you saw the pujaris at the Radha Govinda temple. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada, we can see throughout your life that touch of Krishna consciousness was always there. And you even exclaimed to some of the devotees, you said, the same things that I am doing now, holding rathyatras, installing deities, Radha Krishna deities, I was doing the same in my childhood. And you said, Krishna, Radha Govinda, fulfill your desires by allowing you to worship him in a very grand way. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada, it is very clear that you are not an ordinary devotee of the Lord. You are a very, very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sisi Radha Krishna. And by their arrangements, you have come into this world to spread Krishna consciousness. So that is not a very light thing. Even if we take into consideration Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, Priti vite ache yata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar horbe modanam, that the time will come when in every single town and village his holy name will be sung, chanted. Quite interesting enough, even so many Vaishnavas didn't really know how is this prophecy going to be fulfilled. And Srila Prabhupada, in your own humble mood, you said you took birth in this world in 1896. And you said, coincidentally, this was the same year that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent his book, Lord Chaitanya, his teachings and precepts, to one of the universities in the Western world. So then you said to the devotees, you said, well, perhaps I am that man that was prophesied to spread Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada, yes, you are certainly that personality. But being the exalted Vaishnava that you are, demonstrating humility for all of us, You said, perhaps I am that man. Even you even said of your father, you said, perhaps my father knew. So Srila Prabhupada, even amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas in our disciplic line, although we cannot make any kind of distinction or discrimination, saying one is better than the other, it is nonetheless understood that you're the recipient of the Lord's mercy in order to have his prophecy of spreading Krishna consciousness fulfilled. Somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada, I and so many others, coming from non-Vaishnava backgrounds, didn't know anything about Krishna, we've come into your association. So obviously, that is a wonderful thing because it is your causeless mercy. I certainly don't have any kind of qualifications. I wasn't trying to mold my life in a way to become God conscious, but circumstantially I met some of your disciples and they convinced me that there is something better. And this is your causeless mercy. So Srila Prabhupada, on this wonderful day, auspicious day of your divine appearance in this world, I beg you to allow me to always serve you in whatever condition or life, circumstance I may be in, because that will be the perfection of my life. And I always like to remember some of your instructive stories, your humor, various anecdotes, because it's inspiring for me and others. So Srila Prabhupada, I would just like to remind everyone of some of your wonderful exchanges and pastimes with your disciples and guests. On one occasion, shortly after your Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 1 volume came out, one devotee was presently surprised to see that there was a wonderful humorous exchange between Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya during the honoring of prasadam at Advaitacharya's house. So this devotee exclaimed to Srila Prabhupada, he said, the Chaitanya Charitamrita has so much humor. And you said, yes, in spiritual life there's humor. And then Srila Prabhupada, you recounted one of Sri Krishna's pastimes. You said, Krishna said to one old woman, you are so ugly, you should marry a monkey. Krishna? Krishna said this, woman. After all, everything comes from Krishna. So humor, joking comes from Krishna. So yes, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said this. Krishna said to this old woman, you are so ugly, you should marry a monkey. She said, no, Krishna, I have given up all material desires. I will marry you. And when the gopis and the cowherd boys heard this, they started laughing, said, yes, yes, yes. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada, you said, Krishna was defeated. Another time, Srila Prabhupada, you were defending the devotees, because sometimes the non-foolish devotees, they think that the devotees of Krishna are lazy, unproductive, not contributing to society. So you told the story, Srila Prabhupada. You said there were some laborers and they were criticizing the king's minister. They said, this minister, he's just sitting, not doing anything. So the laborers, they even went to the king and they said, we don't think this minister is doing much. So Srila Prabhupada, you explained that the king said, well, to be a minister requires intelligence. said, I will now test everyone, including the minister. Whoever can pass this particular test can become the next minister. So the king, he said to the laborers, you take this very large elephant and weigh it and bring me back the exact weight of the elephant. Uh-oh, I guess my time is up. He said, take this elephant and weigh it. Bring back the exact weight of the elephant. So the laborers, they were completely bewildered. How does one weigh an elephant? Is there a large enough scale? What to do? So they came back and they said to the king, we don't know how to weigh the elephant. So the king turned to the minister and said, kindly weigh this elephant. Within minutes, the minister came back and he said, the elephant weighs 1,930 pounds. The laborers were astonished. How is this? So the king said, how did you weigh the elephant? Did you find a scale? The minister said, no, there's no such scale that can sustain the weight of an elephant. He said, well, how did you weigh him? And the minister said, I took the elephant to a boat. I placed it on the boat. Then I marked the water level on the side of the boat. Then I took the elephant off and then I added weight to the boat. And when it reached that water mark, then I could understand its weight. So then the king looked at the laborers and said, you see, intelligence is required. So Srila Prabhupada said, one who has intelligence has strength. And he always said that we should always utilize our intelligence to devise ways and means by which we can spread Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls. So on this auspicious day, Srila Prabhupada, I offer you my prostrated obeisances and beg for your causeless mercy. And I also welcome and pray to all the assembled devotees to also bless me, and may we all become Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I'm going to read the Chicago Temple's offering to Srila Prabhupada from the Vyasa Puja book, and then there are a couple of devotees after that who's expressed that they would like to offer their respects and gratitude to Srila Prabhupada.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Dearest Srila Prabhupada, please accept our humble obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. Please accept us as eternal servants of your servants. You came into our lives like an unprecedented rainstorm. We were a flock of hollow chakora birds crying to an empty sky, our feet scorched by the desert of material world. We were suffering the reactions due us, having been born in this iron age of Kali, short lives, endless argument, lethargy, misdirection, misfortune, and harassment on all sides by the senses and the mind. We were degraded souls seeking refuge in delusory shelters. In your nectar of instruction,
in the purport of text 7, you sum up our plight. Quote, in the material world, everyone is trying to become happy. And although their material attempts are baffled in every way, due to their nescience, they cannot understand their mistakes. People try to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is the way of the struggle for existence in the material world. End quote. Our lives were exactly as you describe. Trapped in the desert of this material world, we were chasing drops of happiness in the form of family life, friends, and society. None of us had heard the song of Lord Krishna. Who knew how futile were our attempts to make a permanent happy home in this anityam asukham lokam? Or that our attempt to live happily ever after in Martyaloka was like trying to build a castle in the sky? Only you, Srila Prabhupada, we did not know any better. And that is why you came to save us. Many of us sought shelter from the scorching heat of material life through prayer to a god we did not fully understand. We had never heard of the Ashraya Vigraha, the Supreme Personality of Saviour Godhead, the manifestation of the Lord of whom one must take shelter. Suddenly, you appeared in our lives as an emissary descended directly from the spiritual world, carrying with you the ocean that is Lord's mercy. By your divine instructions, you connected us to the Lord's pleasure-giving potency, and it was like tasting water for the very first time. To this day, we are still quenching our thirst in the ocean of your transcendental guidance, and we are inviting others to come and take shelter in the shade of your lotus feet. Your lessons united the complex knots in our hearts that bound us to our gross bodies and filthy minds. You taught us the simple principle that by practicing humility, submission, and loving service, we can avoid the unnecessary struggle for existence in the wasteland of this material world. In one sentence, you encapsulate the essence of our faults. Quote, when one gives up his unwanted attitude of superiority, he becomes situated in his original position. End quote. This is from purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 64. Through your personal example, you showed us how surrender and obedience to Krishna and the spiritual master destroy all unwanted things in the heart of the sincere sadhaka and bestow the bliss of spiritual life. At a time when we were stumbling through darkness, blindly following the dictates of modern scientists, absurdist philosophers, and our own juvenile minds, you arrived like the rising sun and taught us that enlighten and everything that we could ever long for exist within one prayer. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please, Srila Prabhupada, bless us that we may shed our offensive nature and see Krishna in the holy name in this lifetime or in some future birth. We pray that, on the strength of your mercy, we may one day abandon the subtle sex desire of hankering after recognition, distinction, and worship, that we may give up malice, envy, miserliness in distributing the holy names, and all of the forms of violence to other living entities, that we may transcend the intoxication of ahankara and the foolish notion that we can accomplish anything without the mercy of Krishna. The founder Acharya, our spiritual masters, and the community of Vaishnavas, and finally, that we may firmly resolve to stop gambling with this human form of life by maintaining affection for mundane activities and the treacherous opinions of worldly-minded persons. In this way, we may deeply take to heart the regulative principles of freedom which you laid before us and which bestow upon the earnest fractioned the complete mercy of the Lord. As Lord Krishna promises Arjuna, Vidheyatma Prasadam Adigachyati, Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 64. Somehow or other, the ISKCON Chicago community is now experiencing an unprecedented torrential downpour of your mercy. Together, you and Krishna have blessed us with unlimited opportunities to expand our services. Within the past year, devotees have taken inspiration from other ISKCON communities in North America and started several exciting projects meant to share Krishna consciousness in wider circles and more deeply transform the lives of those we contact. In the spring of 2012, we started hosting a monthly Sankirtan festival and Nama Yajna to increase our commitment to distributing your books and performing Harinam Sankirtan for our own purification and for the spiritual upliftment of the entire Chicago community. Last autumn, we also inaugurated Krishna Lunch, an ambitious university prasadam distribution project. It has now spread to 3 universities in Chicago, and we are distributing more than 400 boxed lunches per week. In the fall, we also opened the Vaishnava Academy to provide Krishna conscious education for the youth in our community so that they would not have to endure the nightmare of the modern educational system. And just this spring, we held our first weekly Bhakti Shastri classes for congregational members, with nearly 100 devotees signed up to participate. For the upcoming fall semester at the Illinois Institute of Technology, we will be officially opening Chicago's first Krishna House, a place where spiritually inclined students can come to take shelter from the hell of exams, term papers, and the wild intoxication. Finally, we are seeing more and more young men and women show an interest in real spiritual life. And as a result, our Brahmacharya Ashram and greater temple community are steadily growing, both quantitatively and qualitatively, as the need to practically demonstrate the lifestyle of Krishna consciousness to others increases. We can only conclude that the frequent presence of your beloved spiritual sons and daughters, Romapad Swami, Chandramouli Swami, Radhanath Swami, Danavir Swami, Bir Krishna Swami, Mother Danakeli and Pritushava Prabhu, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Badahari Prabhu, Dravida Prabhu, and so many others, has sufficiently purified our community so as to attract the attention of your divine grace as well as Krishna himself, and that by the Lord's glance our devotional service is flourishing. Otherwise, in every respect, we are most unqualified, and our collective attempt to push on your Hare Krishna movement leaves much to be desired. Have mercy on us, Srila Prabhupada, so we may continue to work together to expand your International Society for Krishna Consciousness and ourselves take full shelter of the oasis you established like miniature Vaikuntha Lokas. In the desert of this material world, Haha Prabhu Prabhupada Rakhapada Dvandve Kripa Drishte Chaha Jadihaya Anande Mano Vancha Siddhi Tabe Hana Purna Trishna Hetaya Chaitanya Mile Setha Radha Krishna. O Srila Prabhupada, O Master, please place us at your lotus feet. If you are pleased with us, please cast your merciful glance upon us. Only if you are satisfied with us will all our heartfelt desires be fulfilled and our thirst for happiness satiated. Only if you are satisfied with us will we attain association of Lord Chaitanya here and that of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Goloka. Your servants at the ISKCON Temple in Chicago, Illinois. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Next, I'd like to invite Balaram Prabhu. He said he'd like to express some things. So it's 11:48. We have about 12 minutes. So Balaram Prabhu, and then Hemangi Dasi, she said she would like to express. She has written offering. And I think there's one more person. If we have time, we'll accommodate. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. This morning, my daughter, she said, I like Srila Prabhupada. So I asked her, why? She said, Prabhupada only makes us fast till noon and Krishna makes us fast till midnight. So Srila Prabhupada, you are an ocean of compassion and mercy. Recently, I heard a beautiful story which I was quite moved. You just demonstrated to this particular leela of yours your unlimited mercy and compassion. This was in the 70s in Amsterdam, Holland. There was a, you can call him a bum, who used to visit the temple and cause a lot of fuss in the temple. Looking externally, he had probably not bathed for months, smelling in rag clothes. And devotees, every time he used to come, the devotees would drag him out because the temple is a sanctified place. He was causing a lot of disturbance. So one day, you came and visited that temple, Srila Prabhupada, and after your Bhagavatam class, the same, you heard some commotion at the doorway in the temple, and the same person was there and devotees were trying to move him out. So you inquired from one of your servants what is going on, and the servant mentioned about this one person who is coming every day. And you wanted to go and see. To everybody's amazement, you walked straight in front of that person and you embraced him. And everybody was shocked because this person was in such a lowly condition of life. But Srila Prabhupada, you overlooked everything. You saw that he is a spirit soul who is eternally a servant of Krishna, but in a conditioned state. You hugged him, you embraced him. This person felt so much sheltered by your embrace that he had tears in his eyes. And you waved to one of his servants and said, give him some prasad. And then you left. Miraculously, this person was transformed. And later on, devotees heard that he took diksha and started following the regulative principles and started chanting on the holy name. When I heard this story, one thing that really moved me was your unlimited compassion and how in the scripture and your purports explain that how we are supposed to see the spirit soul within each and every living entity, and ultimately we all have a connection to Krishna. Through your embrace, you surcharge, you energize this soul to take up the process. I work in downtown and practically every day I see all kinds of people like this. But not even once my heart gets moved. I have a long way to go. But Srila Prabhupada, through your life, you have demonstrated again and again how important it is for us to develop purity by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, following the four regular principles and serving your devotees. You had mentioned that miracles are for fools. When reporters challenged you, one time somebody did, can you show some miracles? And you told the reporters, just look around, I have made hippies into happies. One time, this was in Bombay, Juhu, the devotees were trying to acquire this land to build a beautiful temple for Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. And the place that the devotees had seen, it was very close to the ocean. So His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who was entrusted with this project, he was told by this construction company that we have to do a piling test. Piling test is basically a test to check, you dig deep and find out if there is enough, there is good foundation to hold the building because it's close to the ocean. So His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj approached to Srila Prabhupada and he mentioned about this piling test. And you said, forget about the piling test, just build the temple. So Giriraj Maharaj was thinking, I know you are a Jagat Guru, a highly elevated spirit soul, but does he really know about construction? So Giriraj Maharaj still went ahead. He invited the construction company, they come and did the piling test. And within 2 feet of digging, it hit a hard rock. And Giriraj Maharaj came weeping to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, this was your miracle. That you already knew that this place will sustain this huge foundation of the temple that we are going to build in the future. One other time, Srila Prabhupada, you were driving with one of your servants in Florida. And while driving, there was a truck in front of the car. And Florida, as most of you know, is famous for oranges. So your servant said, Srila Prabhupada, Florida is famous for oranges. And Prabhupada said, pomegranate. So this disciple said, no, you see the truck, Prabhupada, it's oranges. Because in the back it had the Tropicana, you know. So Prabhupada looked at him again, said, pomegranate. So now this devotee was getting very anxious. He had the same thought. Said, you know, he's my guru, but I'm seeing in front of me pratyaksha, right? I can see. So he drove past that truck. And to his amazement, the last crate in that truck had oranges and rest everything was pomegranate. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, pomegranate. So Srila Prabhupada, although you said miracles are for fools, but you did exhibit some of your mystic powers through such small incidents. And when we hear these pastimes, it only furthers our conviction that we have to sincerely follow this process so we can develop enough purity to preach and serve you in some shape or form. One last anecdote that comes in my mind. This was in Los Angeles. You were giving a class outside the temple. And then there was a brahmachari disciple of yours who was fanning you. He was fanning and you were just giving darshan to some of your disciples. Right at that moment, one passerby came yelling and he stopped in front of your face and he screamed loudly, why is this man fanning you? And he kept repeating, why is this man fanning you? Everybody was about to throw this person out of that place. But Srila Prabhupada, in your sweet and wonderful way, you looked in the person's eyes and said, it is very hot today. So devotees were just amazed. And this person just quietly sat there and started listening to your talk. This is your genius, Srila Prabhupada, that how you're teaching us how to behave and how to win people's heart by kind words, so that they can forever be connected to Krishna. As you mentioned, that while we are out there, we are representative of our sampradaya, representative of Srila Prabhupada, of Lord Chaitanya's mission. So we have to act and behave properly. So through these small episodes, you are demonstrating how we should behave. Srila Prabhupada, I don't have much success story to share. I'm struggling, trying to chant, trying to serve in whatever shape or form I can. On this most auspicious day of your appearance, I beg for good intelligence, strength, so in some shape or form I can serve this community here in Chicago. So at the end, you could be pleased by whatever little I do. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Next is an offering by Hemangi Devi Dasi.
Dear and respected Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. This year, I am coming in front of you with a grateful heart and seeking for your forgiveness. For some time, a thought has been bothering me. What is my place in this huge ISKCON family? I doubted if I'll ever stay part of this family for the rest of my life. These doubts were stemming from certain unpleasant experiences and my attachment to how these experiences or issues should be dealt with. Recently, I was away for 6 weeks in Vrindavan in Mayapur. It was a consciousness-changing experience. Suddenly, everything became crystal clear by mercy of my spiritual master and prayers of my devotee friends. It was then I realized how foolish and ungrateful I was by doubting what my place is in ISKCON. You gave me your shelter through your books, lectures, by association of your disciples, and the rare opportunity to serve their Lordship Sri Sri Kishore Kishori and their devotees. Above everything, you gave me a place in your heart. It was out of love for us you have created this house where the entire world can live in. What else can anyone ask for? Please forgive me of my ignorance and ungrateful heart. Today, I want to commit that not only in this body, but eternally, I would only like to serve you by serving your movement. Thank you for bringing me out of my ignorance. Kindly bless me that I'll never doubt your love for me again. Always aspiring to be servant of your servant, Hemangi Devdasi.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We have time for one final offering that Mathuresh Prabhu said he would like to express.
Srila Prabhupada, I am a very insignificant disciple in your disciplic successions, but I feel your mercy and compassion which you have bestowed on me throughout my life, especially after coming to America. I have had wonderful association with the Vaishnavas here, very, very pure Vaishnavas like His Holiness Romapad Swami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, Radha Govind Swami, Radhanath Maharaj, and I don't want to name because there will be such a long list of all these Vaishnavas. Our wonderful temple president who has worked so hard and brought this temple into this current direction. And I just want to say one thing which I realized. As you know, I am a grandfather, and I love my children, but I didn't know how much more I love my grandchildren, and that I could relate, because you are just like my grandfather. I say that from several considerations. One is, my own grandfather was born in the same year, 1896, as your appearance year. And second is, you are guru, spiritual master of my spiritual master, Radha Govind Swami. So that generation of grand disciple, being your grand disciple, is like a child in grandfather's lap. And you have shown so much mercy all through these years. I always knew Krishna. I always prayed to Krishna even before coming to America, but never did I have that connection with Krishna, which I could get only through ISKCON, and that is your mercy. So I know all these devotees, all these Vaishnavas who are here, they are all so much advanced. They are all, I am nothing, but I realize your mercy on me. So please, Prabhupada, show mercy to everyone and continue your mercy on me. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, the offering will continue for a few more minutes, and we'd like to get the room ready for Pushpanjali. So while that is happening, we'll have a short kirtan while we take the mats and put them back and distribute flowers for Pushpanjali. So, Rati Prabhu sir. So as the devotees bring out the flower petals, please take enough that you will use for three times. As Pushpanjali, we recite pranam mantras for Srila Prabhupada, and we'll offer the flower petals. So hold on, that is sufficient for three times.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, everyone, come forward because we're going to place flowers right at the feet of Prabhupada. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Viritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam sahagana raganatham anvitam tam sujivam sabetam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitangsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutane Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Iti Namine Shivarshabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Apasiddhanta Dvanda Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambodhe Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhama Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Saruto Pangor Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano, Divyad Vrindaranya, Kalpa Dramadaha, Srimad Ratanagara, Singhasanasto, Srimad Radha, Srila Govinda Devo, Praise Talibhi, Savya Manos Marami, Sriman Rasa Rasarambi, Vangshivata Tatastitaha, Karshan Venusvanayar Gopir, Gopinatha Shriyestunaha, Taptakanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhano Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Pushpanjali, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swamin Iti Namine, Namaste Sarasate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Desatarine Pushpanjali. His Divine Grace is he Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutade, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swamin Iti Namine, Namaste Sarasate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Desatarine Pushpanjali. His Divine Grace says he Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shira Prabhupada Ki
Jai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya. Shaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Samsaradava nalalidha loka tranaja karunya ganat ganatvan. Samsaradava nalalida loka tranaja karunya ganat ganatvan. Pratasya kaliyana guna navasya bande guru sri charanaravindam. Pratasya kaliyana gunarnavasya bande guru sri charanaravindam. Mahaprabho kirtana nritya gita baditra madhyam manasurasenam. Mahaprabho kirtana nitya gita baditra madhyam manasurasenam. Romancha kampa srutaranga bhajo bande guru sri charanara Govindam. Romanchakampa Shrutaranga Bhajo Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityananam Shringaratan Mandira Marjanado Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityananam Shringaratan Mandira Marjanado Jyotasya Bhaktam Chani Yunjatopi Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Yogasya Bhaktam Chani Yunjatopi Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Chaturvida Sri Bhagavat Prasadam Shwadana Triptam Hari Bhakta Sangam Chaturvida Sri Bhagavat Prasadam Shwadana Triptam Hari Bhakta Sangam Taiva Triptim Bhajato Sadaiva Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Taiva Triptim Bhajato Sadaiva Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam O Sri Radhika Ma Dava Yora Para Maduya Lila Guna Rupa Nanam Sri Radhika Madhava Yora Para Marduya Lila Guna Rupa Nanam Pratishana Shwadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Pratishanashwa Danalolo Pasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Nikunja Juno Rati Keli Sidve Jajalibir Jukthira Pekshaniya Nikunja Juno Rati Keli Sidve Jajalibir Jukthira Pekshaniya Katrati Dasya Hati Bala Dasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Katrati Dasya Hati Bala Dasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. O Shakshadharir Vena Chamasta Chastrer Uktastathas Vavyata Eva Sadve. Shakshadharidvena chamasta chastrer Uktastathas Vavyata Eva Sadve. O kinto praboja vriya eva tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Kintho Prabhuja Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Jasya prasadam bhagavat prasadam Jasya prasadam nagati kutopi. Jasya prasadam bhagavat prasadam Jasya prasadam nagati kutopi. Dajan subantasya jasya krisandiyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Srila Prabhupada Kunda Jan Stutantasya Chasya Sri Sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.
ओम विष्णुपादाजा कृष्णा प्रस्ताजा बोताले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदंता स्वामी इति नामिने श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णु पादाजा कृष्ण प्रस्ताजा बोथाले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदंता स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्वेशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतारिणे नाम प्रभुपाद प्रचारिणे निर्वेशेषा शून्यवादी नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्वेशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतारिणे नमस्ते सरस्वते प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Prabhupad. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya Prabhupad, Prabhupad, Prabhupad. Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Ki! Srila Prabhupada Ki! Srila Prabhupada Ki! Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shivashadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, hey. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Hare. Radhe Radhe, hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Oh, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Oh, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Oh, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Oh, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Kishor Kishore, Jaya Kishor Kishore. Jaya Kishor Kishore, Jaya Kishor Kishore. Jaya Gaurani Thai, Gaurani Thai. Jaya Gaurani Thai, Jaya Gaurani Thai. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya Prabhupad. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya Prabhupad. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Shila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Maha Mahotsava Ki! Shila Prabhupada Ki! Shila Prabhupada Ki! Patita Bhavana Shila Prabhupada Ki! Nidhar Gaura Premanandi!
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Astotara Satashishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Shatashishimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Srila Prabhupada's Divine Appearance Day Celebration Vyasa Puja ki Tense Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Gopadhan Ki The most beautiful Lordship Shishi Kishore Kishori Ki Paramakaruna The most merciful Lordship Shishi Gaura Nitai Ki Sri Jagannath Sri Baladev Shrimati Subhadra Maharani ki Sri Harinam Sankirtan Jagya ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to Sri Siguru and Sri Gauranga
Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlada Ladaine. Hiranyakashipu Vakshah. Shalatankana kalaye Ito Narsimha Parato Narsimho Ito Yato yato yami tato Narsingha. Bahir Narsingho, Hidaye Narsingho. Narsingham Adin Sharanam Prapade. Tabakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbutta Shingam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Vringam Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Vringam Keshava Ditta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Keshava Ditta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshava Ditta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Narsingha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Narsingha Dev Jaya Narsingha Dev Jaya Bhakta Prahlad Bhakta Prahlad Bhakta Prahlad Jaya Prahlad Maharaj Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Shri Narsingha Bhagavan Ki Jai Bhakta Raja Prahlad Maharaja Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai